apologies for taking extra hours in the project. I thought it was just better that we finish all the reports, so that even though we did not have the opportunity to engage, it gives us more or less a snapshot of what's happening in provinces and things like those. If there are any issues that we want to engage with, on those issues, I think we'd have an opportunity ourselves to go through this report and raise those matters in our subsequent meetings. We will, after that meeting, also get a report from the Standing Committee on Appropriations in terms of what the recommendations are. So I'm just saying that we might have to engage with those going forward. But once more, welcome. We shouldn't have the meeting for 2 hours. I don't think we'll have it for that long. But what we are given here is a lot of information. Some of the information you have received before, long ago, particularly the reports that we want to adopt, but there is a new file here that has got something that says, for today we must welcome you like we did already, and that we consider the recommendations, the BRRR, and then we consider the reports for KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng, and the Northwest. And there is a meeting of the Iran delegation that is taking place tomorrow, that was supposed to take place tomorrow. The dynamics are as follows. Let me start with the last one so that when we get into the gist of the matters, we can go forward. Three committees were invited when information was given to me, and that was Human Settlement, Science and Technology, and Public Works, to host the delegation from Iran tomorrow. I was briefed that the leader of that delegation would be the Minister of Human Settlement. The committee secretary had just been briefing me that it would seem that the other committees will not be there. Human Settlement and Science and Technology. And that is the one thing. We just have to check our facts in terms of what could have gone wrong, because they are rescheduling for another time. The second other dynamic is that the Iranian delegation is not coming tomorrow. We're not sure whether they will be here on Thursday or on Friday. So the meeting of tomorrow is not taking place. Now, in the absence of having an exact date of when they would be here, I don't know even what to say to members who would be available to see them. Myself and the group are invited to the summit tomorrow in Durban of the EPWP. I will be back here on Friday. We leave them on Thursday. On Friday, I will be here. But there was also another meeting that I would be attending. But if the delegation is here, I think on Friday, we might consider just that matter. If they're here on Thursday, I would suggest that we check which members are available to deal with those matters. Otherwise, to go back to the original common hosting of this delegation. So I don't know how to deal with this matter now with the absence of concrete information. Safe to say that we'll be led here, also be assisted by Akona, the secretary to this committee, to say how we should deal with this matter. But I'm just opening it up, members. The second thing is that this whole week is for committees, and the whole next week is for committees. Now, for the purpose of today, we have in our files some information that comes from the appropriations and a guideline in terms of how we should do with the BRRR reports. Basically, how we understood it in terms of the law is that it's difficult to deal with the BRRR reports before we even see the annual report of Public Works. There is, I don't know what the hurry was for us even before we left to deal with this matter. Now, we can't do that today, basically. We're suggesting that there is an amended program to what you were given before, where we should be seeing the Department of Public Works next, with their annual report next week on the 19th. I think it's confirmed, isn't it? Not yet. We have to confirm this because the annual reports are given. I'm sure members have received them already. Go through them, and then you will be free to engage with all the entities, the department and the entities on these matters. We still have to confirm this 19th in terms of the program, but it's critical that we see them. We've got to finish our work on the BRRR reports by Friday, next Friday. The long and short of that is that we may get away with seeing other people after that, but the department is very critical because they are the ones who would give us a snapshot view of what should be happening to others and so on. And then in terms of the amended program, we're also trying to have a meeting on the 20th, which is on Wednesday, to consider the adoption of the BRRR reports and also to deal with to have a meeting on Friday as well. Friday is our last date. If there are any outstanding matters, we do that. So, in other words, we are trying to, according to recommendation from the committee section, amend the program to meet on Tuesday next week and meet on Wednesday as well after meeting the department and meet again on Friday the 22nd. And so, for those who just joined us, thank you very much and welcome. Two things that we're raising. I think when we did the welcome in our previous meeting, Comrade Danny, you were not there yet, but I take it that all members had a restful reset. If you haven't rested, that's part of the ill discipline that goes with members of parliament. You must rest. Work, but you must also rest. Particularly where it's recess, you do your constituency work, but make time to rest. That body needs to be rested.
I thought you're giving me another holiday if I haven't rested.
No. You can rest for the whole of this week as well,
okay,
because we're not going to meet after today.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no plenary. Parliament is not sitting this week at all. It's all committees. The only thing that we need to be doing is to meet the delegation from Iran as part of that multi-party and multi-portfolio committee matter. And I think our comrades and colleagues who are in international relations might know better about this thing. We're supposed to host them tomorrow. It was, just to repeat what I said earlier, it was human settlement, science and technology, and public works. There is a write-up here in terms of what are the issues, in terms of just a briefing note about that. It's in your packages already. This delegation, according to my initial information, was going to be led by the Minister of Human Settlement. So the matter was settled there. I'm told now that human settlement is not available tomorrow to meet them. They are looking into another date. Science and technology has indicated that they will not meet them as well. We were going to meet them tomorrow. That was the first complication about the other dynamics, other committees. The second dynamic is that they are not available. They are not coming tomorrow. but they still wanted to be here this week, Thursday or Friday. So the difficulty that I have, we can't even confirm and say who are the members who would be available, because we don't know the actual time and date that they will be here. So subject to hearing what the committee section finalizes, we'll just take it from there. She'll brief us maybe telephonically, SMS, and check what should happen. But if it's difficult, we might have to go back to the date that the other committees are meeting them. I don't know. This whole matter is just now thrown into disarray. So we're not meeting them tomorrow. So that was the matter that I just wanted to raise here. The second matter is in relation to the what we need to do today to consider and adopt the reports of our inputs to the provinces, and also to do the BRRR. The BRRR budget review and recommendations report is the one that we are unable to do today. We'll have to do it next week, after we have met with the department as well. You've had a snapshot of already in the property rates regime what has been adjusted or what would be given to Parliament. So this one we can also wait. Fortunately, in the coming week as well, it's committee week. So if we meet, we can meet for the whole day. If needs be, we said let's also try and meet on Wednesday and Friday for any other outstanding matters. But if we meet the department in the morning and we continue our work in the afternoon, it might not be even be necessary to meet on Friday. Okay? Try and avoid the Friday meetings because I know that members will run away. We'll have quorum problems. But if we need to meet on Wednesday, I'm not sure how it clashes with other committees, but it might just be to finalize issues for a short period, and then members would go to their respective committees. But it's important that when we adopt the reports, we have a quorum. I'm just appealing to members to be available in the coming weeks. I indicated earlier on the department has invited myself and the WIP to be part of this, EPWP summit tomorrow. So whatever happens, we'll be here on Friday. So I'm just going there for the better part of tomorrow, and I'll be back on Thursday morning, I think, afternoon, whatever. So that's where we are at the moment. They are meeting with the municipalities. They have been publicizing this thing, advertising and publicizing it in the radio, TV, I'm told, in the papers, and so on. But that's also just as part of saying, how do we close the gap? Because the municipalities are not spending on the infrastructure grant, most of them. The spending patterns are very low. And we have also realized that in our oversight buses to the provinces that we went to. So that's basically that. What it gives us now is just two matters, to look into the provincial versus reports. Members, you have received those long ago. I'm sure when I come to that, you'll just be taking us on. But the critical matter there will be the recommendations. Before we even come there, are there any matters that members want to just comment on and so advise or complain about? Or anything. I'm just opening it before I go to specifics. Babu Tome.
Your chairperson, when one is new, one should be very careful what you say. But I just want to register that we must, from our side, we really must register with the department that if there are these invitations, if it can't be extended to more members of the committee, I mean that we keep our numbers, that the governing party sent more, but at least that from the other parties also one person each perhaps be invited, as the rule is in Parliament normally with delegations, so that one can get the benefit of what is going on there, and that you don't sit on the outside and criticize and don't understand the problem. So it is a very important program you're going to Durban, and one would have loved to be also get that information to just do. I don't know what is the attitude of the department, but I just want to register that as a request for the future, perhaps. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Doman. A very fair comment. I think we should consider that and note it in the minutes as well as a matter that must be reflected. And unfortunately for me, this thing was done during the recess, and the department, I think also it's a matter of, because they are paying for this, it's not from the committee. But we should have, if we had time, to say that have this interest from members and pay from the committee budget. for members to be able to go. At this stage, maybe let me just make a comment about the budget, that the committee budget, we have exhausted it. We exhausted it, I think, after the provincial visits, but we have had an additional allocation of 100 and something thousand. What was that, just 150,000 that has been taken from art and culture. So those committees that are not active, underspending, they are given to those that are working. And I take it that you are working, and so on. So thank you very much. The comment is taken. Any other view from members? Come Denny?
Yeah, come chair.
Come close it up.
Come chair. On the first issue, the one on delegation, that the joint committees that we're supposed to meet, there's a confusion there. But can we take it that at least for this week, Public Works is meeting today, and they will hear maybe in the future weeks what the situation is going to be. It is important because we need to arrange with our other committees, with other commitments here and there, and it is better if we go out of this meeting knowing for sure that Public Works won't be meeting this week. In due course, next week, from next week henceforth, we might be told if the meeting is going to take place, but this week, definitely, this is the last meeting.
I can confirm that this is our last portfolio committee meeting. But with the courtesy visit of the Iranians, I'm not sure what to say. I also need advice there, because we don't even know when they're coming. But if they come here and see no one as well, it's a problem. Okay. But then I'm sure you understand. Thanks.
I also have a question.
Yes.
Concern. My concern is, how effective will it be if the visitors were actually meant to meet with three committees and they end up meeting with Public Works only? Like, I'm trying to suggest that maybe we should find out from other committees what arrangement have they made, you know, in regard to meeting with the Iranians, so that we can join with other committees. And maybe that will sound to be more effective. Thank you, Chair.
I can see all the comments are trying to sidestep this uncertain meeting of this week. let me try, Comrade Loretta.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to find out, maybe you would know, whose invitation are they here? Because I heard you saying that they were going to be hosted by the Minister of Human Settlements, and, of course, subsequently the Portfolio Committee. Because if that's the case, I don't think we invited them as Public Works, personally. I mean, I don't think we invited them, because we would have been told by the chairperson or, you know, something, or the work would have told us we invited them. Maybe the issues they are looking at is like a cross-section of issues, including Public Works. But I'm saying if they are here on the invitation of Human Settlements, they must take responsibility for that. Or any other committee, or maybe the ministry or the department, because as I'm saying, I heard you saying that they were going to be hosted by the Minister of Human Settlement. So I'm not sure. Maybe they invited them, maybe they extended invitation. I don't know which way it goes. But I think the lead department or the lead portfolio committee should have availed themselves at least, because it's only now that we are hearing that we are back, that there's these people that are here.
They are visiting Parliament. So Parliament has made this suggestion to say, because they are visiting here to come and talk about infrastructure development, which is their flagship program. You see? So infrastructure cuts across. And also, that's why we were saying that Parliament has requested us to meet them, and we agreed that on the 13th we'll do that. The date is changed to an uncertain date. So. I'm not sure how we're going to deal with this. I'm not getting any advice that says dealing with it this way, except to say, listen, find something else, but we are not available this week. But
Gamma Gamma and Baba Stoll. Can we close this letter?
Thanks. I understand the concern of members. Perhaps, Chair, we should treat it in this way, because really there is no uncertainty in terms of when they are coming. So I think we should resign ourselves to that fact. We don't know. However, in all likelihood, or it's highly possible that meeting will have to be held on Friday. So perhaps it would be advisable to get an indication from, even if it's not in the meeting, even if it could be done after the meeting, Chair, as to which members will be able to attend that meeting should it then take place on Friday. I think that will assist us in terms of, you know, getting an indication of our delegation, because, you know, Chair, meetings on Fridays are a virtual impossibility, so especially a meeting of this nature. So I'm just saying perhaps we must do that. Personally, I will be available if that meeting takes place on Friday. So from my side, it's fine. But I'm just saying that perhaps we must just get an indication, you know, and resign ourselves to that fact.
What did I do just in case they come Thursday? Who will be available Thursday or Friday to meet the Iranian delegation? Okay.
Thursday I'll be available. Friday, no.
Okay, let's put it this way. Let's say Thursday first. Thursday? Okay, Thursday at least we've got a sizable delegation. Friday? No, that's fine. I mean, you lead us. I mean, I'll also be available on Friday depending on the time. I know I've got another meeting, but we can juggle around with that. Let's try and push them to meet us on Thursday. Mama Gama, you are in international relations. You'll have to assist us with leading that delegation on Thursday, and ensuring that you have seen who's available. Just check, pull the forces together, and do the protocols that you know that you are taught in international relations. I think I was going to insist that Comrade Manana also be part of it, because you guys have been traveling around the globe and meeting these people. Maybe you invited them to Parliament. Members, is there anything else before I go to the reports? What happened to the two members who went out? Are they coming? Okay. Can I just deal with the package first? You've got in this file the infrastructure development challenges facing Iran. Okay. It's there in your new file that you've received. You also have the 10th report of the Standing Committee. It's both on the... Is this an ATC? Yeah. You've got it on hard copy and the ATC version. All right. Go through it. Let's see what they say. And the draft budgetary BRRR reports 2010. These are basically just a table of the template as to how this report must look like. Just go through it so that when we meet next week, we're quite clear of the issues. This one is just a hard copy again. And then in terms of report on public vote, okay. And then you've got our strategic plan, briefing of on the budget, ne? That we had. Our report. After meeting the department, this is the report that we have there. The reports are very critical to what recommendations we'll be making. And then also in the same thing, you've got our previous report that was tabled to Parliament for our visit in the Eastern Cape. All right? There it's also in the packages. And then the issues that I want us to deal with, let me just see if there's anything I'm leaving. Okay, there's another one. There is a FFC recommendations 2010-2011 analysis in your report, Financial and Fiscal Commission. And then I'm left with in the Expenditure Department of Public Works, issues raised by the Standing Committee on Appropriations during the consideration of section, the summary of the Section 32 reports. Okay, it's there. But a lot of bedtime reading, between now and next week. And then you've got the three reports that you are here for. I take it that members know what they want. You've gone through the reports. I'm just going to facilitate the adoption of this report and maybe ask you to strengthen the recommendations if you need to. Other than that, if you're in doubt, we'll have to do that before next week. But I want us to do it today. No minutes to adopt today. Okay. I've got in front of me here the KwaZulu-Natal one. Are there any views on the KwaZulu-Natal report, general views? Before I just check, I can go page by page. Are there anything? I've gone through this report, but let me see what I did to the... Oh, this is yours. Eh? Okay. KwaZulu-Natal?
Sorry, sir. I think I left my
report in
the copies that I made corrections on in my office.
Go and fetch them. It's not far.
Okay.
Okay. So what do you want us to do? You leave the work in the office?
No, I don't have a
copy. Okay. Brother.
No, sir, I think she put us in a predicament because we've got to adopt. I would suggest if they are technical, like grammar, spelling, that's fine. But if they are fundamental, she should be able to remember so that she raises and we can discuss and adopt. But if they are technical, we can adopt and she can make those technical, submit those for Alcona to correct.
Fair comment. You know, the disadvantage of Mr. Dorman is that he was not part of the delegation, so I'm not sure if Mr. Masango has been able to assist you in any manner then. Not yet. Or Mr. Rabotapi is here. Yeah. I'm still on the KwaZulu-Natal report. No, what happened?
Chairperson, no, I think my comment would have been on the two, or at least on the two, because the other one, it seems as if Ben is into negative views. Now, not as precisely on the report itself, but it's just that, you know, one wants to know at least whether, especially the farms that we visited, whether the people are going, are they being assisted, and so on. Just that link between us and the municipality itself, whether they are reporting that the people are going on and so on. So that at the end of the day, it wouldn't look like, okay, Parliament was here. Okay, so Sesiqhelile Londo, Lokom Altit, and they do nothing. They just come and we eat, and then they go finish Clara's story. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Any further comment?
Chair. Me. Generally, I think what we saw in KwaZulu-Natal, I think those people are really working, yeah? And hence you see we don't have much to say about them. And generally, I think they are doing well, say, and they need only to be monitored, make sure that, you know, they reach their time frame, their targets on time, and so on. But furthermore, I think they are doing very well. Thank you, Chair.
So you're moving towards adoption, if you say that. Babu Magama?
No, thank you, Chair. No, Chair, I wanted to propose that we adopt, because factually, in terms of the substance, the report is correct. It's a correct reflection of the oversight visit we undertook. Thank you.
All right, we're going towards adoption. I'm going to go there, you know, because I want us to, the thing that, this portion that I want us to consider very carefully are the recommendations that we make into Parliament. I take the point that we can do the cleaning up in terms of corrections and other matters. You see, I'm also quite aware that we've requested some information from those provinces. Some of it has never come. So we'll just have to find a way of following that up and so on. But we'll have to reflect in the reports that, you know, outstanding information should still come in terms of alerts that we have requested from them. But in terms of the matter that you, Ms. November is raising about the farms, it's captured here in terms of what should happen and on the issues. Basically, an all-encompassing phrase that says all the matters that are raised should be attended to by respective departments or entities. I think that one covers all in terms of the recommendations, because this report will be reflected on the ATC, you see. So we must capture something along those lines. And that the one is about acting on the information that is here by various departments or relevant departments. And the second one would be, you know, following up on outstanding reports that we have requested. Just the general issues. Bavovo Magama, let's just look into the recommendations which are on page 6 and 7 on this report. All right? The first one is talking about the national department needing to ensure maximum technical support. You remember that they've actually agreed to that. And they've put a system together to ensure that they send people, they are training people to deal with that. But it's a matter that we say should happen. And that the issue that they've been raised now, particularly the property rights issue, to say that public works must take charge as a family, you see, as a national department to be able to deal with the issues of asset the asset registration and the issues of the property rights, and it's happening already. We said the provincial chair, generally, who was part of the meeting in Ms. Fraser, should ensure that we the municipalities receive what is owed to them. You realize that they've raised the matter of the money that they've basically said they've been running short of money. They are going to get additional funding for that. The integration of ex-offenders, we said that that matter must be upscaled. All right? I'm just summarizing the recommendations. And the last one relates to the alignment of the financial circle to allow municipalities and so on in the incentive grants. That's a general one. I don't know whether we're going to be able to achieve that, because the financial year ends in July for municipalities, and for us it's in April. So this alignment is, we just said Treasury must deal with that, in that alignment. I'm not sure how it's going to happen, but it's highlighted. With those, is there anything else except for the two issues that we've raised to act on the issues that are raised in the body of the report, the relevant authorities, and secondly, to follow up on outstanding information that must be added here? The phrasing thereof will define. Is there, yes, Pradeni?
Yeah, Comrade Chair, the one on rates, I don't know what we're saying exactly there, because my understanding was that the rates differ from one area to the other. Even within an area, the prime area, I mean, in Johannesburg, if you take Sandton, rates, they are high. They are the highest. Rheinberg, second highest.
Let me interrupt you there, Kumedani.
Yeah.
Just sorry for that.
Yeah.
In this context, we are just dealing with the KwaZulu-Natal report.
Oh, I see.
Where the only thing that they have raised,
yeah,
in terms of the rates,
yeah,
is to say that they have an over expenditure.
Oh, okay.
And that they wanted more money.
Okay.
And to, from the meeting where we come from, they've already got 400 and something million already as an addition.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just dealing with it just in this context.
Okay.
But I hear what you say. We can come back to that general point.
Okay.
What are the recommendations here, members? Can we adopt this report?
Yes.
Magama, we agree, ne? Yeah. Any seconder? Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Agreed. But before it's gone to the ATC, I'll come back to you, Mama. Before it goes to the ATC, you'll see the final product. It's adopted in principle, but the final product with the corrections, you can see next week. Can I? We just make that proviso, because like the member is saying, she's made some corrections and other things. We'll see the final product before it's printed, I mean, in the coming week. No, that's fine. Bama Gubani, you wanted to say something?
Yes, go ahead.
Please go ahead.
Thank you. Are you with me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, let me take this.
No, your one was working, actually.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to say that you said in your statement that you are waiting.
I seven. Yeah, you have a good I seven. Wait.
Yes.
Thank you. In your statement, you said that you were waiting for a report from KZN, which were supposed to be following you after you have visited KwaZulu-Natal. I know they are not going to send them as soon as possible. All we were supposed to do is to remind them that they agreed that they are going to send a report. In fact, I was not a part of that delegation because I wasn't in here in Parliament. But I know if you do not remind them about the information that is left behind, they are not going to send through that information unless you remind them about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mama Gubani. But KZN was not the culprit here. The biggest culprit was Northwest and Gauteng. Okay. But I hear what you're saying. We'll just check. If you look into what the following reports, you'll see some lists of things that they were supposed to send us. We've removed them. Okay. Okay, she has removed them from the list, but please provide members with that list just for information. In this updated one, they have removed them. My previous ones, they still have them. You see, it might be that the corrections you want to make are you making on the basis of the last report. But we'll check that. Can we go to Gauteng? Any matters on Gauteng, general matters or specific ones, before we go to the recommendations, very short recommendations? Nomadlala?
Thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'm suggesting that the report from Gauteng, we should separate the Gauteng province with the department, because currently the report is one together with the department, the entities of the department and the Gauteng province. So it's not clear. So my suggestion is that we should put aside the department's report with its entities and separate it from the Gauteng province. Thanks, Chairperson.
In other words, our first engagement with the department should not be part of the Gauteng province. Okay. Why? I hear what you're saying, but tell me why. Because we went to Gauteng and we met the national department in Gauteng, and part of the Gauteng visit. And the visit to the national department was basically courtesy. And the report is capturing them all. Now, why do we separate them?
No, I agree, Chairperson. The department is in Gauteng. But we met the department with the entities. It should be separated because they are not doing the same responsibility. The Gauteng department is alone. The national department is alone. Thanks, Chairperson.
All right. I'm trying to find a solution, but I hear what you say. You know, let me just brief for the purpose, particularly for our members here. When we visited Gauteng, we started with the National Department of Public Works as a courtesy visit. And after that, we went to the CSIR, you know, to meet with Agrima South Africa and also to look into other technologies of the CSIR. We also, in that process, met with the CIDB and the CBE. Okay? We also met with the Department of Infrastructure and Roads, which is Public Works. And then we went to the IDT. So this report is capturing each and every entity that we have visited. If we separate in your context, we just, it's like taking just one page out of this report. You see? And so on. But even, I don't know, I hear what you say, but it's just about one page that says what we have done with the Department of Public Works and Roads. But I hear what you're saying. Think about it and help us out. Mama Madlala, no, we should just separate that. The Gauteng one is page 6 and 7. You go to it. And the recommendations, yeah, we might have to strengthen them. Any further comments on this? If you are uncertain, I won't push for adoption until we finalize this matter. Yes, Baba.
Sure, I need your guidance. The issue that I was raising in rates, do you think I can raise it now about Gauteng, or should it come later, given the background of the, because I think it's a serious matter to say. Sorry?
You can raise it now.
Okay. No, I think, Chair, just this report and the new information from the meeting that you come from, that they raised the people just look at the site and decide what the rates are. I mean, that is a very big fundamental violation of policy. Rates are determined by professionals, evaluators, and the market value also. So I just want that to be corrected and say that you can't go out and charge people just because you've just looked at their site and said this is the value. Professional evaluators, people who are qualified as evaluators, who've been trained, who've got certificates as evaluators, do the evaluation of properties. But at times after doing it, they could say your house is worth 10,000, and people, market value comes then. If you're selling it for 10,000, two people say I'll buy it for 20 or 30,000. That's the market value. So I'm just saying, I think that should be corrected in our report, that we want this matter to be looked into. In my own experience, it has been professional evaluators who determine the value of properties. Business properties would differ from residential, from community, like parks and so on. And if that is not happening and people are just looking at site and determining, I think we really must comment and say this must be corrected.
Point taken. My only comment is that in the context of Gauteng, they did not raise that matter as a big problem. In where we come from, it comes particularly from the Free State now, where the rates are very high compared to the norm. But Gauteng, what they raised in terms of the property rates was just the factors that are in the report about the uncertainty about who they belong to, the issues of the municipalities as well, who are billing them late. You'll recall the Kutswane example and the court case and things like those. But thank you, Brother Danny, for raising it. I saw a hand on my left. Mama Dlala, Mama Ngwan.
Okay, thanks, Chairperson. One other thing again, I don't see the visits we made in Gauteng. I don't see them in the report.
The one to the schools, to the post office.
Chris Paraguanazi, Chris Ani Paraguanazi. Yeah. Yeah, power station and so forth. Library, post office.
Shizanyama.
But come on, you are right, you see. But Akona has got a different, she's taken it out of the report separately. But she has not consulted with me on how to deal with this matter. She didn't just want the Chakalaka issues to be going to the to the record of Parliament. You see.
members of Parliament.
The report, this new report is different from the previous one that we had. And obviously there are these things. Can you suspend this one first? So that we know how to deal with these matters. She just showed me that how she has separated the matters. for our own consumption and something that goes on to the ATC. But the point is taken. We might not conclude this one here today until we sort out this matter. Ne? But are there, let me take Mamu Mengwane first to raise the issues. You may raise the issues so that we can confer, go through this, and give you the final product for adoption. Yes, ma'am.
Thanks. Mine would be on the point that has been raised by Comrade Kekan about the evaluation of the properties. It's the point that shows that these entities, much as that they all belong to they fall under CBE or I mean public works, they don't work together. Or there needs to be a way to make them work in such a way that they complement each other. And my other point is on the Kiyama. It looks like it's a common challenge in all the provinces, the Government Immovable Asset Management Act. I don't think it has been properly implemented, hence the challenges between the provinces and the municipalities. It is a fact that some of the properties that are there, either the municipalities don't understand whether they belong to the province or to them. It is a challenge. I think maybe we need to have some form of recommendation as to what is it that we need to do, that needs to be done to correct that. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Are you having something in mind so that you shade for the final product? If you don't, you must work on it. Okay. Any other comment?
Chair.
Yes, sir.
No, I was hoping to perhaps deal with the issue raised by Umam Madla to suggest that perhaps when this report is being looked at and some of the things, minus the Chisanyamas and Bungee jumps and so on, is being done, that perhaps, Chair, we, in order to address the concern of Honorable Madlala, that we perhaps look into the structure of the report. And this is what I would propose. I think it's actually very simple, that we perhaps look at saying, for instance, now I'm sure the staff will know how to do that, but to perhaps just all the issues that as a heading you use, say, visit to the department and its entities, and then we have the report that deals with that portion, you know, under that heading, right? And then we have under one another heading, the visit to the provincial department, for instance, and we deal with all the other issues, you know, under the visit to the provincial department. And then perhaps the other visit to other, in fact, the Paraguana and the other issues that emanate will be, in fact, be falling under the provincial department. I think that'll address the concern raised by Umam Masal. I think so. She nods her head. It looks like it does.
No. We agree. We agree. In the report, I think they did structure it more or less like what you're saying. You know, maybe not all the issues are raised accordingly. Let me put it this way, Comrade Denny Afsini. Let's say that we'll just revisit the structure of this report to take into account what you are raising now. And also, in both all the reports, we'll deal with the issues of corrections. And there are issues that are very serious that were raised, particularly by the department and others. We should capture all those in the recommendations. For instance, if the MEC says to us the criminals if I are hijacking the buildings of government, and if I intervene, my life is threatened, we can't just keep quiet about it, you see. You can't be just raising the report without a recommendation as to try and see what the law enforcement agencies must be doing in the in these matters. The issue of the action that must be taken is a general point. The issue of the rates payment, you see, we've got to find a system or recommend a system in line with what we've been discussing today for municipalities to know where, how to bill, you see, to strengthen that aspect. Otherwise, there's going to be continued uncertainty. The issues of Giyama that we've spoken to in terms of how to deal with it, I think the recommendation is you have to strengthen that recommendation. The issues that have been raised about the grant, incentive grant, the systems, the two systems that have been used, I think we should also try and deal with those matters in the recommendations. And Babum Magama, you've been very passionate about this, the system of grants accessing. So you must assist us to formulate that part as well, and to deal with the issues of the exclusions in this report. So I'm going to suspend this matter of this report. We'll rework this matter and try and finish it next week. But in terms of content, in terms of the factual matters, I think we've dealt with that. In that process, I'll also be looking at the Orlando, the issues that are raised, the Jabulani post office, the Deep Proof police station, the Baraguanas. They are put in a separate report. She's been trying to give me a very credible reason why it was not part of this one. We'll engage after this meeting. Okay. But we're suspending adoption of this report. Ma'am.
Thanks, sir. Also, on the Gauteng report, there was a point that was raised about the training of the trainees on EPWP. I think that's very important. We could learn a lot from that so that when they come out of that training, they are really trained to open up their own businesses and some other things. I think that school,
the best practice was in the road construction.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's fine. It's kept in the body of the report, but in terms of the recommendation, just let's work on it in terms of how can we can deal with it. I've got one last report. Northwest. Yes, ma'am.
Thanks. Let me just start off with a correction. You will recall I did not attend this oversight visit. I was with International Relations that week.
We have Tanda, Lucy. Okay, thanks for that correction. Any other comments? Long recommendations, eh? The Northwest was our problem area. And in this new report as well, ACONA has taken out a list of outstanding issues that we're looking at. May I suggest that we bring it separately, ACONA, eh? So that members can take a view whether we should, it should be part of the report. But I think part of the problem is that the committee section has got a way, template way, for instance, in which they want the reports to be done that goes into the ATC. We'll engage on this matter, but I think it would be incomplete for us to list the issues because we are going to be able in the recommendation to say that all outstanding issues must be followed up. So we should include the list of outstanding issues here. In my previous reports, these issues were all there, in the reports that were given to you. But I'm going to give us the benefit of the doubt to go into that, but Akwana, maybe just to send that list to members again. And then we can also just before we start the meeting with Public Works, it will take us 10 minutes just to adopt these two reports. But also we'll do the corrections. But for the purposes of now, if there are any other comments or recommendations, except for the two issues that I'm raising. Members should be free to make those comments now, because we will not be discussing this report fully when we meet again next Tuesday. Are there any comments on the Northwest report? Going?
No, I've just spotted this one. On the recommendations, I think Ujima Bakwena is in Krugersdorp. Not, it doesn't fall under the Northwest. It falls, I don't know whether, yeah. I'm looking at the Northwest report, and under recommendations, there's that Ujima Bakwena in Krugersdorp. Krugersdorp falls under.
That one of the shoes?
Yes.
Okay, you're right.
It falls under Gauteng.
We just have to expand that. It's in the Gauteng one, but we have to expand this sentence, because the intention here is to say that we should learn from Ujima Bakwena. But that's not what it says. I think we should expand that column to say precisely what we mean.
Chairperson.
Babu,
yeah, one other issue that I miss here, I don't know whether it's relevant for it to be here, is that of the standing fleet in Mafeking. You know, at the government garage there. Yeah, I don't see it there also.
We'll include it, but just think along this line. I've seen you, Brother. Think along this line. That standing fleet belongs to transport. Okay? The garage is that one of public works. And you recall that we were seeing that there's a dead asset that can be utilized for whatever, and it's a waste of government property, because some of them are standing in the sun for years. They start to deteriorate. With a small dent, and we said there can be initiative, for instance, of even putting a training facility there for panel beaters, mechanics, to be able to do that type of work. That's what should go into the recommendation, you see. But it looks like we've got no jurisdiction ourselves in terms of what we're saying. Just find up a way of dealing with it in terms of transport as well. There's a matter that we discussed just outside before we finalize this. But yes, there's something here that says, where is it? Page 4, the last paragraph. In terms of movable assets, e.g. the yellow fleet, the department reported that yellow fleet from Morati, Leharanku, and Brez was transferred to Gauteng years back and is still not being used by Gauteng. Vehicles are still standing. Now, I hear what you say. But in terms of the recommendation, I think that's what we must strengthen. But
this is a different one, Chair.
I know you're talking about the one we invested in Mafeking.
Yes.
The impromptu one.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's fine. You must assist us with a recommendation and so on. You can speak to Akon or just write something on, so that when we come here, we just incorporate, even beforehand. Anything else, Brother?
Can I help for that? Chair, the Northwest, you remember there was that Royal Bafokeng thing, some kind of differences between local government and Royal Bafokeng, that royalties that come, Royal Bafokeng has said it will take off infrastructure within communities that lie in their jurisdiction. But local government was saying we do have indigency policy where people get free water, and that is not applying with those communities within Royal Bafokeng. I think the recommendation was that this must go to, because the issue of royalties in a community is a problem throughout, wherever there's mining within villages and so on. Whether the chief thinks that is his own or it belongs to the community, and how is redistribution following We said it must go to Gagastella, provinces, local government, and traditional leaders for policy that to guide nationally. And I'd like to see that recommendation included, because I know it is a problem in various areas where there are minerals in rural areas.
Thank you, Brother. We'll have to incorporate that in that file in the manner that you're putting it. But for your benefit, Mr. Dorman, is we've got a situation where the local municipality of Rustenburg, and that is Toll, sometimes has got a problem in implementing programs in the jurisdiction of the traditional leadership. Sometimes they come with a proposal and those say, no, stand back, we'll do it. And after doing it, then there is no maintenance. The taps would be leaking and so on and so on. So we just say that that must be massaged in line with what Honorable Kekana is saying. All right. Is there anything else, members? I'm about to release you to go and have your lunch. I just have, into my injury time, I just have 2 minutes left. Babu Magubane.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the issue of yellow fleet is a national issue, because you go all over South Africa, you see a yellow fleet standing, idling, doing nothing. I think the government shall have find a solution that if at all they don't use these vehicles, they must sell them to the public.
You're right. You know, yellow fleet, maybe we also, the terminology, the yellow fleet is for these road things, the grey towns, the yellow ones. But we also have vehicles, like both of you were saying. And the problem that we are having there is that sometimes they take shortcuts. They'll just have a small bump, take it there, and when there is a tender, they buy them. New cars. We said, yes, let the disposals be the last resort. You see, so that government doesn't continue buying new cars all the time. While they've got a lot of new cars are standing there, some with just a dent, some with a small thing, some with a windscreen cracked, and people just put it in that government garage. No repairs are taken, it's deteriorating. So let's balance what you're saying with what also needs to happen to benefit government on this matter. But the point you it's taken. I don't see any further hands, which means now I'm going. It's going. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. We'll see you next Tuesday. You'll be briefed about the Iran matter. Babu Manana, just talk to Madlala about the Iranians.
Iranian.
Yeah, no, no.